March 2008. Sugaring season. The sap gatherers are busy among the maples. Steam billows round the clock from the sugar houses. For a couple of weeks, people all over northern New England turn out to take their share of the wood's annual bounty of maple syrup and sugar. Some operate on a huge scale, drawing truckloads of sap from the sugar bushes. Others are amateurs who sugar for fun. Both are subject to what might be called maple sugaring's ruling ratio. You have to boil an awful lot of sap to get an awful little of syrup. The backyard sugarer ignores this rule at his peril. I learned that some years ago when our family decided to make our own syrup. We had a big sugar maple in the yard, we had a bucket, and if we didn't have a proper evaporator, we had a kitchen range. We tapped the tree, collected the sap, and set to boiling. We boiled and boiled, and boiled. The kitchen filled with steam. We boiled on. For hours we stumbled blindly through the fog, eventually to wind up with about a cup of syrup. What we had not counted on was the gummy film that covered the kitchen, deposited by the evaporation of gallons and gallons of sugar-rich sap. So sticky was our kitchen ceiling that the cats and dogs and even the smaller children could walk around up there easily, like houseflies,